محمد صلى الله عليك يا مولانا يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا ابن رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين صلى الله عليك يا ابن فاطمة المظلومة ما خاب من تمسك بكم وأمن من لجأ إليكم يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز والله فوزا عظيما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم. For the love of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, with the loudest of your voices, صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Once again, we thank Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for gracing us with this wonderful moment and wonderful opportunity on this third day of our series of discussions on looking at the challenges faced by the youth in 21st century. Yesterday, if you remember very well, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear youth, we discussed having purpose in life and how important it is to have a purpose in one's life. Our topic of discussion today is also a very, very important topic. And no doubt, our youth need to appreciate this topic. It is the topic of youth and positive change. The verse I've just quoted is a very beautiful verse in glorious Quran. Allah says, "Inna Allaha la yughayyiru ma biqaumin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim." That Allah will not change the conditions of people until they change what is in themselves. Now, this beautiful verse highlights on the importance of a positive change, and that if one wants to be successful in his or her life, then that person, especially our youngsters, our youth, our boys and our girls in our communities, they then have to aim for positive change in their lives. Now, how are we going to do the discussion today is in the following manners. Number one, I will look at the potentials all of us have when it comes to change. And then number two, stage of my examination, I will look at practical steps and practical tips on how to bring about changes in our lives. You want to grow, you want to be successful, then you need to bring about positive change in your life. The first discussion, kindly pay attention and take note, inshallah, is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, God Almighty, when He created us, human beings, He gave us the potentials to be able to change if we want to change. So every insan who is living in this world, especially you, our youth, you have the greatest potential to change. And I'm going to explain this through a beautiful hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam Ali said, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created animals, he blessed animals with desire. So animals, they have desire, but they don't have intellect. They don't have akal. When Allah created angels, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, he gave angels akal, mind, without desire. So angels don't have a choice. Animals don't have a choice. But when he created insan, human being, Allah gave insan mind, akal, desire, and imaginations. And every person who makes good use of his akal, desire, and imagination, that person becomes better than the angels in the eyes or in the sight of Allah. And anyone who fails to make good use of his or her intellect, mind, akal, desire, and imagination, then that person becomes worse than an animal. Kindly pay attention. Tawajjuh farma. You as youth, a member of our community, who is our future leader, if you make good use of your intellect, of your desire, of your emotions, you become better than angels. But if you don't use your intellect properly and your desire properly and your emotion properly, you become worse than an animal in the eyes of Allah. So if you look at the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created us, you will realize that he put in us the powers to be able to change if we want to change. I give an example. You as a youth, maybe you play with your salat, with your namaz. You sometimes pray, sometimes you don't pray. Or maybe you as a youth, you waste your time a lot. Or maybe you as a youth, you don't know how to recite Quran and you don't want to spend your time learning. Or maybe you as a youth, as a girl, as a mother, you don't pay attention to your hijab. You don't wear your hijab. Islam says, through this teaching of Imam Ali, which I've just explained, you can change. You can become a good person. You can become a better person. Only if you want to do that. Because you are different from animals and you are different from angels. You've got what is called free will. Having intellect, desire, and imagination simply means free will, free choice. So Allah has given that to you. And that is why when you go to Quran, you will see Allah in a very beautiful verse said, وَلَكَدْ ذَرَأَنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ. He said, we're going to prepare the fire of hell with some people, many of people, and many of jinns. But Allah explained which people. He said, لَهُمُ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but they don't understand with their hearts. They have ears, but they can't hear with those ears. They have eyes, they cannot see with that with their eyes. Allah says they are like animals, even worse than animals. This verse, I want you to pay attention, please, my brothers and my sisters, my youth, is trying to highlight that if you don't use your intellect and your desire and imagination to bring about positive change in your lives, then you are like an animal. Then you are even worse than an animal. Because every wrong that we make in our lives, it is as a result of wrong choices. And it is as a result of not using our desire properly. Any young person or old or an elderly person who uses his or her desire properly, that person will not make wrongs, will not commit sins. So we commit sins, we do not work a job, we waste our times on social media, we do not study well because we are not making good use of the desire, the intellect, and the imagination given to us by Allah Tabaraka. So on the first level, Allah respects you because he has given you the intellect and the desire and emotion to be able to change. On the second level, and kindly pay attention to this that I'm going to mention now. If you want to change, you can change. You want to start wearing hijab? You can do it. You want to achieve your goal in life? You can do it. How? Because you as human being, you are a changeable personality. Allah created you in such a way that when you wish and intend to change, you can do it. How? I said, in addition to what I've just mentioned, look at this second one. You know, insan is a soul, ruh. And around this ruh, there are four things. And each one of these four things, they are in constant change. Insan, you, as a youth, you are a ruh. Because ruh, spirit, is the chief component of your existence. Around your ruh, there are four things. These four things, they are always changing. To tell you that if you want to change, you can change. You cannot say, no, I can't change. It is difficult. No. Allah created you in a way that if you want to do it, you can do it. What are these four things that are around our souls and they are changing every now and then? The first one is aql, intellect. Your intellect changes. When you were young, your intellect was not that matured. As you keep growing, your intellect also grows. Your intellect becomes matured. So since the intellect changes, you can also change, my dear brothers and my dear sisters. Number two thing, which is around our soul, our spirit, and it is changing, is our heart. Heart changes from time to time. It either becomes a good heart or becomes a bad heart. But at the end of the day, heart changes. And since it changes, you can also change because it is within your system. Number three thing, which is around us and it is changing, is your body. Your body changes. When you were young, your body is not like the way it is now. And in future, your body will not be like the way it is now. Your body keeps changing to tell you that if you desire to change, you can change. If you desire to become a good person, you can become a good person. And the fourth thing, which is around our soul, and it is changing, it's time and space. We can't live without time and space. Time and space are also changing now and then. So look at it, let him summarize it. To inspire you and to motivate you and to encourage you, you need to change. I want to make my salat on time. I want to wear my hijab. I don't want to miss my salat. I want to recite Quran. I want to pass and pass word. You want to change? You can change. Your change is in your hand. It's not in the hand of anyone. You as a youth, your destiny and your success is in your hand. Quran says, Allah will not change people until they change themselves. You are a soul. And around you, there are 14s. And these 14s are changing to inspire you that you are a changeable personality. You are a creature who, when he or she wants to change, can change. Your heart is changing every now and then. Why don't you get inspired to change positively? Not only that, your intellect changes. Why don't you get inspired to change positively in your life? Your body changes from time to time to inspire you that you can change if you want to change. Time and space change to inspire you that you can change if you want to change. And so therefore, we as human beings, in short, we are changeable personalities. And Allah created us that way out of his love for all of us. Now let's go to the last stage of my examination, which is the most important part of today's discussion. How do I bring about change in my life? Okay, I've understood. I don't wear hijab. And I want to start wearing hijab because I know Allah wants it. Ahlul Bayt wants it. Bibi Fatima wants to see me wearing hijab. Bibi Zainab wants to see me wearing hijab. Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to see me wearing hijab. I go for the majlis of Aba Abdullah. Aba Abdullah wants to see me wearing hijab. Now I've understood. I want to change. Question, how do I change? No. I've understood that I'm not serious about my salat. From now, I want to start becoming serious about my salat. How do I bring that about that change? No, I know I'm a very lazy boy or I'm a very lazy girl. When I sleep, I sleep. My mom will be calling me, I don't wake up. My father will be calling me, I don't wake up. I just sleep. Now I've realized that is wrong. How do I bring about that change? Not only that, when I am with my friends, I don't show good akhlaq. I don't show good behavior. I always bully my friends. I always push them away. I always laugh at them. Or I always joke with them and they don't like the joke. Now I realize it's wrong. How do I change? Very, very important. So what we are discussing now is what? Ways and means of bringing about positive change in life. We don't want change for the sake of changing. We want positive change. And our youth, being the future leaders of our communities and the future leaders of this world, and the future leaders who will carry the messages of Ahlul Bayt, who want to become top-notch professionals in their respective works, in their respective techniques, how do I bring about change? I'm going to give you practical tips. Write these practical tips. And each tip I'm going to share with you today, I will give you a proof from the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Because whatever I share with you are from the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. We all have to try to change. And I am telling you humbly, my dear youth, boy and girl, if you want to change, you can change. you can become a better person. You can become the best of what you want to see in your life. Sky is the limit. Number one practical tip is to acknowledge that what you are doing is wrong and there is a need for change. That's practical tip. Acknowledge that I'm not wearing hijab is wrong and I must change. That acknowledgement and admission is the first practical step. And has our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one of his beautiful traditions that anyone who wants to go to Allah, the first thing to do is to admit your wrongs. Because if you do not admit your wrongs, then you will not be able to bring about positive change. So first, you need to admit your wrongs. That's very, very important. Number two is tanzeemul umur, is to be organized, is to make sure you take a pen and a paper, you write what you want to bring changes about and how you want to do it. If you don't organize yourself and plan it, it will not happen. Because change will not happen in a day. Change will not happen in 2 days. Change will not happen in 3 days. So you need to be organized. You need to plan. Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned, alaykum bi taqwa Allah wa nazmi amrikum. Fear Allah and organize yourselves. So you need to write, I am going to change when it comes to wearing hijab. How am I going to do it? I'm going to start learning more about hijab and start asking those who have experience in it. And I'm going to start wearing it from now. No, it's about your studies that you know you are not doing well and you want to bring about change. Write it. I'm going to study from this time to this time every day, from this time to this time every night. Very, very important. It's your salat that you want to bring about change in it. You have to write, I'm going to take my salat very seriously. Zuhur time, I'm going to be there. Asr time, for instance, I'm going to be there. So you need to organize yourself. If you are not organized, my dear youth, you cannot bring about changes in your life. Imam Ali, alayhi salam, in his wasiyah to his children, he wrote to them after calling them and inviting them to Allah that if they want to see success, if they want to achieve things in their lives, then they must be organized. So second practical tip is what? One has to be organized. You must have a timetable. You have to have a plan. Without planning, there is no way you will be able to bring about positive change in your lives. That's number two. Number three practical tip for any one of our youth who want to bring about positive change is, my dear brothers and sisters, to be creative. Ruhul Ibda. The hijab is not working well. Be creative on how it will work for you. Salat, you're trying to wake up, but for whatever reason, you are unable to wake up. be creative about it. You have to be creative. Because Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam mentioned, man tasawa yawmahu fa huwa madhmum. If your 2 days are equal, the same, then you are a loser. If last year and this year is the same when it comes to your growth in life, then you are a loser. You have achieved nothing. If yesterday and today are the same, then you have achieved nothing. So third practical tip is this. I need to be creative. You know, sometimes our youth, you are very creative when it comes to your dunya. You go on your phone, you go on your Instagram, you go on your WhatsApp, you go on your Twitter, you go on your Snapchat, for instance. You become very creative. When it comes to Allah, when it comes to Ahlul Bayt and life in general, you also need to be creative. Because not being creative, you'll not be able to bring about positive changes in your life. And the fourth practical tip is what? My dear brothers, and my dear sisters, and my dear youth, is that Ruhu Tajdid, they call in Islam. That, you know, don't be stuck with only one activity. Get inspired to engage in different activities. It's very, very important. That you see, Imam Ali alayhi salam taught us, you know, لِلْقُلُوبِ إِقْبَالٌ وَإِدْبَالٌ. That is your soul and your heart. It is of two moods. It is sometimes in good mood, and it is sometimes in bad mood. And Imam said, whenever you see you are in a bad mood, you know, you are down, 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 don't do too much things. Just do little. Because when you do too much, in those moments that you are in bad mood, you will disturb and crush your soul. So I give an example. When you are in a bad mood, do the wajibat. Don't try to add on wajibat a lot of things. But Imam says, when you are in a good mood, do the wajibat and add the mustahabat. When you are in a good mood, study more, study a lot, open so many books and read. But when you're in a bad mood, read a little so that you can digest. And that is also very important practical tip. The next practical tip, if we truly want to bring about positive change in our lives, is what? Don't be scared of taking danger. You know, sometimes one will say, you know what? If I wear hijab, my friends will laugh at me. When I go to school, those of my friends who do not wear hijab, they're going to laugh at me. My other friends will laugh at me. For instance, I'm just giving an example. Oh no, if I start maybe praying namaz isha, no, it's going to be difficult. I can't do it. This will be too much for me, no? Imam Ali alayhi salatu salam said, the time to bring about change in your lives is when you become scared of doing those things. That's the time to do it. Because you waiting for it, right time will come, right time will come, right time will come. It is dangerous or more dangerous than doing it. So don't get scared of bringing about positive change. Aim high, but reasonable. Be ambitious, but reasonable. And I'm not talking only about Islam. Even about your dunya, even about your career, the business you want to pursue in your life, the career you want to pursue in your life. So long as you have identified, this is the right thing I want to do in my life, be ambitious in doing it, but be reasonable in becoming ambitious. And hence Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam encourage us. Aim high. Take your life to the next level. You know what Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He said, our Shias are those, wherever they go, they excel in everything than any other people. So you are a youth. When you are at school, and in your school, there are Shias, there are Sunnis, there are non-Muslims, you should be the topmost student in terms of your akhlaq, in terms of your studies, in terms of everything. That's what Imam Jafar said. A Shia cannot settle for low. You have to aim high, a youth. So when I talk of positive change, I'm talking of what? Aiming high. Make Allah proud. Make Prophet proud. Make Ahlul Bayt proud. Make Bibi Fatima proud. That is aiming high. Wherever they are, my Shias, they are the highlight of that place. If you are at work and you are the only Shia youth who is working in that company, aim high to become the best employee at that company. Likewise, if you are a student, you go to madrasa and you are the Shia there, or you go to school, you are the only Shia, aim high to become the best student, to become the best child. So when it comes to changes, it's all about aiming high. Don't settle for low. Aim high to achieve greater success, because you've got that potential to achieve greater success in your lives. And the next practical tip is what? Is to be proactive. Be proactive as a youth, as a young boy, as a young girl. You have to be proactive. Always be on the move, but in doing good things. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, mentioned, tafa'alu bil khayri tajidu. Be proactive in doing good, you will find good. Be proactive in doing good, you will find good. If you are not proactive in doing good, you will not find good. You have to be proactive in doing good. And if you are proactive in doing good, you will find goodness, which is very, very important. So it is crucial, my dear brothers and sisters, when it comes to khair, to be proactive. When it comes to change, to be proactive. Otherwise, you're not going to do it. Make a move. Stand up and aim it. And once you make a move, I'm going to do it. Allah has given me the power. I have the intellect. I have the emotions. I have the desire. I have the soul. And around my soul, the body is there. Time and space is there. Heart is there. Intellect is there. Why can't I make a move to change? So the guarantee of my discussion is what? Is to encourage you to aim high. But the last but not least practical tip, if you want to bring change in your life, is what? Don't forget God. Pray. Make dua. You want to be the best student in class? Work harder, but make dua. Ask Allah to make it easy for you. Yani, don't do it without seeking divine intervention. Don't do it alone. Ask Allah. You are not wearing hijab and you want to start wearing hijab. You try all your level best. You make the move. You consulted elders who understand hijab. Ask God, soften my heart so that I'm able to change. So you need your effort and you need God at the same time. And the more effort you make, the more God helps you. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Don't get demotivated. I know sometimes life can be difficult. Sometimes life can be challenging. Sometimes life can give you sleepless nights. Sometimes you may be trying to change something and it is not happening. Don't get discouraged. Insan is ashraful makhlukat. And you are ashraful makhlukat because of the powers given to you by Allah. And the best of all those powers is the power to change. You can change. We are here learning about Karbala and learning about Ashura. You know how many people changed on the 10th day of Muharram to join Imam Hussain? Think about it. Do you know? Who can guess how many people changed? We always hear about Hur, isn't it? It wasn't only Hur who changed, but he was the top of all those who changed. 30 people on the day of Ashura changed and joined Imam Hussain. So you can also change. Among those who changed, while Imam Hussain was on his way to Karbala, was Zuhair ibn al-Qayyim. Zuhair did not support Imam Ali. He supported Uthman against Imam Ali. And Zuhair went for Hajj. He finished Hajj. On his way back home, he and his wife by the name Daylam, Imam Hussain met them. And Imam Hussain was also going to Kufa, to Karbala. Imam invited Zuhair to talk to him to change. When Imam spoke to him, Zuhair took advice from Imam, and his wife advised him, and Zuhair changed. And that is why I told you, you want to change? Have a plan. That plan includes consulting people who have experience in their lives. Share with them, confide with them your struggles, and they will guide you in your planning on how to bring about change in our lives. Our youth need positive change. And with positive change, you can build your life and you can build your future and you can become a better person. Remember the verse, Allah will not change people until they change themselves. If you don't make a step to change, Allah will not change. And Quran says, change will come based on our efforts. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Insan is nothing but his effort. When you make efforts, when you are determined, Allah will help you and you will be able to change. So therefore, in conclusion, I would like to invite you all, sit somewhere tonight, tomorrow, before the majlis, reflect on what we have just discussed. Reflect. And ask yourself, which area in my life am I going to change? Identify that area. When you identify that area, write it on a piece of paper or in a book. Maybe you want to change about hijab. Maybe you want to change about your studies. Maybe you want to change about your work. Maybe you want to change about your friends. Maybe you want to change about how you waste your time on social media. Maybe you want to change about this and that and that. Identify it, write it. You write, you make a plan. If you struggle to make that plan, consult others. Consult people with experience. That is why having a mentor in life is very, very important. Once you consult and your plan is drawn, start following those plans. Don't be scared. Allah will help you and you will achieve the change. We are all here because of the changes that the people of Karbala achieved. Banu Umayyah, they didn't want the change. And that is why they are on the side of Batil. But those who wanted the change, they are on the side of Haq. And you, as youth, you are powerful. Believe me, you are powerful. You can bring the change you want to make yourselves proud and to make your community proud. Now, at this moment, I want us to take our hearts to the holy city of Kufa and remember the companion of Aba Abdullah, Safir Hussain, Muslim Akil, alayhi salam. You know, companions of Alembert played their roles in showing their wilayat and love for Alembert. Before we look at Muslim Barabi, look at Maitham al-Tammar. Maitham was a companion of Imam Ali. They arrested Maitham. They took him next to the house of one man called Amr ibn Qais. They dug a nail, on his chest. And they said to him, speak about Ali again, and we will show you. Maitham kept on talking about Imam Ali. He said, Imam Ali is my master, who achieved the victory in Badr, who achieved the victory in Uhud, who achieved the victory in the Battle of Khandaq. After third day, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad came. He saw him still talking about Ali. And he said to him, it hurt me to hear you talking about Ali. You know what they did to him? They put a knife on his tongue and they pushed him back and he fell on a tree. They killed the Maitham al-Tammar 2 weeks before Karbala. This reminds us of Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil. When Muslim arrived in Kufa, he arrived as Safir Hussain. But it was very difficult for Muslim ibn Aqil. Why was it difficult for Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil? Because Mukhtar was arrested, was a great supporter of Muslim. Hani ibn Urwa, who was a great supporter for Muslim, he was also killed. And thousands of Shias were killed during that time. So it became difficult for Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil. At one stage, there were 18,000 people with Muslim. The 18,000 reduced to 4,000 people. 4,000 people during Namaz time reduced to 30 people. 30 people reduced to 3 people. By the time Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil finished Salah, it was only one person behind the Muslim. And by the time he got out of the mosque, there was no person behind the Muslim. Muslim was alone on the street of Kufa. Yaltafitu yameenan wa shimala. Muslim was looking left and right. There was no one to support Muslim. Muslim eventually got tired and he sat in front of a house. The lady of the house came and saw Muslim. She asked him, who are you and what you want? He said to her, oh lady, I need water. Lady assisted Muslim. She gave him a place in her house. But her son went and reported to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad that a Muslim is in our house. They sent 300 soldiers to come to Muslim. The soldiers went to Muslim. They started fighting Muslim. Eventually, they surrounded the body of Muslim. They began to pelt Muslim ibn Aqil with rocks from top. Muslim fell down and rose up. He fell down and rose up. Eventually, Muslim got tired. They dragged the body of Muslim ibn Aqil to the palace of the enemy. When they took him to the palace, they took Muslim to the rooftop. On the roof, they tied Muslim ibn Aqil. When they tied the Muslim, you know what they did? They laid his body on top of the roof and they pushed the body. When they were pushing the body, Muslim called out, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. And when they were pushing the body, they beheaded Muslim. They put the knife on the neck of Muslim. They separated the heart from the body. Aba Abdullah was on his way and he said, Assalamu alayka ya Muslim ibn Aqil. By then, the daughter of Muslim was with Aba Abdullah. Aba Abdullah began patting on the shoulder of the daughter by the name of Hamida. He said to her, my sons are your brothers and my daughters are your sisters. Allahu Akbar. She asked Aba Abdullah, is my father alive or dead? Allahu Akbar. All of a sudden, Bibi Sukaina approached her. She said, Hamida, I will support you. But I said, Bibi Sakina, who was there to support you when Shimon slapped on your cheek? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ala Muhammad ayyamun kalabin yankalibun. We pray to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive us and grant us maghfirah. We pray that our youth, may Allah continue to inspire us and make them true servants and true lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt. Ma'tamun Hussain, Ya Hussain, Ya Hussain. Thank you.